Your morning commute might look very different in the not-so-distant future. There's a new light rail station opening in the U District this spring, one in Capitol Hill. Rail is coming to Mercer Island, Bellevue, Redmond, Northgate, maybe Tacoma, Everett, Ballard, West Seattle. Some rail skeptics say, wait. Automated cars are just around the corner. They could turn these huge, expensive mass transit projects into white elephants. Well, I put that question to the head of the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington, and Mark Hallenbeck told me self-driving cars will help traffic, just not enough.
The legitimate hope is that you can double the capacity of the freeways with the automation that we can envision. So essentially, cars drive half as far away and then have fewer crashes. And the result is that you double the number of vehicles on a freeway. And that is a very reasonable, in our lifetime, kind of decision, presuming that I live 10 years.
Okay, so, I hope so. So then, in that case, why spend so much, tens of billions of dollars on rail?
Doubling the capacity of the freeway doesn't come close to the amount of person movement, vehicle movement that you're going to need in a growing and continually growing urban area, another million people roughly in this area in the next 15 years.
Oh.
So you still have to move an awful lot of people. And even if the freeways work, you've got to get them off the freeways. And there's some very definite concern that even with automation, you can't stuff enough vehicles through.
Okay, so you just outlined heaven. What is the hell scenario?
Hell is when you look at that heaven and try to apply it to Sammamish or Montlake Terrace or a place where parking is free and everybody has to drive. So quickly you do the math and you say, I'm going to buy my own car. Once you have your own car and it can drive itself, you send it to do all kinds of trips that you wouldn't make. So your car takes you to work. It goes back home. You've just doubled the amount of mileage on the freeway. When it gets home, it picks up your oldest kid, takes him to high school, comes back, picks up the next kid, takes him to middle school, goes back, takes up the next kid, goes to elementary school, comes back. Oh, it's got to go get your laundry. The road per car is more efficient, but you've dumped all of this extra traffic on top of it. And that's where the hell part comes in, is because all these things are going in. Maybe you don't care that it takes you 2 hours to get to work because you are busy typing your report for the day in the car. We're productive.
It's not a waste of time.
It's not you're playing. Well, of course, you're on Facebook most of the time, but you're pretending to work. Yeah. So, but people really like interaction. You know, can you change society through the fact you spend 2 hours in your pod on the way in? Is that suffice? So you only need to be in the office 6 hours instead of eight? Well, that's an interesting question. And if society changes to adopt that, which it probably would have to, then maybe hell isn't so much hell.
Let me make one more pitch for the beautiful future. The problem will shrink because what we hate about traffic is the stress. He cut me off. She won't let me merge. He's going too slowly. And we hate the unpredictability of when we're going to get there. Automated cars solves that. So even if the roads are packed, we don't mind. We don't need to spend as much on mass transit.
If they're all automated, there's a chance of that, a positive chance. But remember, you're going to have to get all the way to all automated. And so am I going to see this in my lifetime? No, because like I said, you'll start to see automated cars in 5 years. But then even in 5 years, it takes 12 years to do fleet turnover. And so we're talking a minimum of 20 years before you really have a whole lot of these things really out there, because even 5 years from now, it's going to take a long time between automated cars at the high end and 15 years from now when the low end starts to come in. So even when automated cars, it's not a one-for-one swap out. You've got a big build-up time to make that happen, to drive down the production costs. So there's an awful lot going in. So 20 years, yeah. But then you still have the issue of if you own it, you get hell. If Google owns it, you get heaven.
How do you feel about us depending on private companies for something as big and vital as how we move? Heaven depends on Google?
Well, that has its own heaven and hell outcome. If Google is controls the system, the good news about it is is they have the technology to understand their own technology, and they have an incentive to keep the car maintained. If it breaks and you own it, is Google at fault because it's their software? Is GM at fault because they built the car? Or are you at fault because you didn't do the maintenance? So that one of the great advantages of Google owning it is, in fact, that you have one person to point at. It's all Google's fault if something breaks. When you start to own it, that liability question when stuff goes wrong, and stuff goes wrong, that becomes nastier, uglier, and the system will not work as well. The downside is do you trust Google? Do they become the Borg? And those are fascinating questions in and of itself. You give up an awful lot of your privacy. You give up an awful lot of control of your own life when you are, in fact, relying on Google. That's why in a place like Ballard, where Google can give you a car and Apple can give you a car and Uber can give you a car, your response time is way better and you get six different people you get to choose from. In Sammamish or in Burien or White Center, that market isn't there. And you really expect the city to run them? If you don't want Google to run your cars, do you really want the city to run them? So those environments aren't nearly as conducive to the private sector. And so that generates, again, some things that work against the heaven of Google running the system. So there's lots of unknowns in here, unfortunately.
The unknowns and the heaven and the hell, and that's Mark Hallenbeck painting the picture for you. He directs the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington.